love this podcast? Head to patreon.com/DATC Media Company to find out how you can show your support. A member of the DATC Media family.
In a very cool new addition to the Much Obliged podcast, The Yellow Balloon Experience, we now have merch. So check out www.yujam.com and click on the Community Impact tab. We've got a Much Obliged shirt and a Much Obliged podcast, The Yellow Balloon Experience shirt. If you get the plain Much Obliged shirt, the money from that goes to the table, and that helps us buy more stickers and candy for shows. If you buy the podcast shirt, that helps us run this podcast. Can't wait to see you at a show in one of these shirts.
Greetings, fellow music enthusiasts. Welcome to Dropped Among This Crowd podcast. This is your space to explore the role of music in our lives, our love for it, and the sense of community that it creates. Each episode of the show will feature a diverse selection of topics and insightful conversations revolving around three core themes: music, community, and Umphreys McGee. I'm your host, Sarah J., and I'm thrilled to have you along for the ride. Are you prepared for what comes next? Thank you for joining me for this episode of Dropped Among This Crowd. I'm your host, Sarah J. And this week, we will be getting into an exclusive re-release of another one of my favorite episodes, and one that I felt we for sure needed to re-air with the fact that we are in the depths of Humble voting season. Unbelievable that next month is the big event, April 26th and 27th at House of Blues in Boston, Massachusetts. Humble 10, six sets over two nights. I cannot wait, especially since we had to reschedule the festivities with Chris being out for that little bit of time last year, but that's okay. It's given all of us a little bit of time to prepare for this major event. And like I just mentioned, voting is now open. And for the first time, all Humphreys fans can cast their vote, not just ticket holders. So that could be a good thing. That could be a bad thing. We will see in time. So far, it has been released that we can vote for three themes. First up was raw sewage. And I have the page here open on my laptop as I'm recording this, so it's easy for me to gather all the information for you guys. But if you go on the website to vote, and I will link it in the show notes, there is a playlist right on there. If you are looking at it on the laptop or whatever, the desktop version of this page, it's going to be much easier for you to vote for Humble, I think, unless you already know your votes. You can easily do it on your phone. But the desktop version is really going to be your friend with the Rostu voting and the other theme that was announced today. But there is a full playlist right on there that gives you the segments that they are specifically talking about in each of these songs. There are 20 here listed. I also love how when you have them all here, there's also the All Things Humphreys little button, and you click on it and it takes you right to the show that this song is from, which I think is really great. I do not recall that being a feature on last year's ballot, so that is a very, very cool extra nerdy feature. So shout out to Adam Scheinberg or whoever's idea it was to put that on there. That's really, really cool. So there are 20 options on here for you, spanning from 2003 to 2023, I believe this is. Yep. And You can choose up to 6 choices. I am still currently working on this. There are 2 on here that I know for sure I'm going to be voting for. The Remind Me from 62521 definitely has my vote. And I believe the Crooked one from 419-2007 is the other one that is for sure on my list. Other than that, I'm still going through this. I haven't really had a chance to sit down and devote the, you know, it's not a lot, but I want to make sure that my choices are good. So this I have not voted for yet. Also announced, you can vote for All Night Wrong. That I did pick. That felt like a very easy option. Because I chose mine, I don't have the page on here with the details to go back and look at them. But I voted for Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, Plush by Stone Temple Pilots, Roundabout by Yes, Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog, and Red by King Crimson. I'm sure if you have been listening to the show for any length of time, none of that is a surprise. I did not dig through and see when these were the last time played or played at all. I know for sure that Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing has not been played. Hunger Strike, I don't think, has ever been played. And seriously, let's just pause for a moment and reflect on Bayless and Chris on vocals on Hunger Strike. Yeah. We need to have that happen, for real. So that is the second theme that you can vote on. And just announced today, if you are listening to this episode when it drops, Umphreys will be creating a real-time soundtrack to accompany a montage of classic movie scenes. So in this round, you're going to be voting for the movies that Team UM will put together a series of clips. And so they've put together this list. This is another voting section that is going to be helpful if you are on a desktop, your laptop, whatever, because they have the movies listed and next to it they have a watch button and it gives you a video clip. So that's really great too. That's going to be so helpful in getting everybody's mind going. And I am super, super excited about this. I have been saying for such a long time about Umphreys doing a movie soundtrack. Of course, Jake and Brendan did the Canyonlands movie soundtrack, and it was incredible. So this is just going to be so much fun. And it makes sense. There has been so many times where I have talked about jams or different things here on the show throughout the years and have made the analogy to a scene in a movie, either feeling-wise or visually what I saw in my head when I was listening to the jam. So this is going to be so much fun to witness and listen to what comes out of this. There is a lot of really great, great options on here and such a wide, diverse genre of movies, comedy. We have horror films. You know, we got Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Jaws. Then we have Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That I will definitely be voting for. It's one of my favorites. Almost Famous. That's obviously another favorite of mine. Happy Gilmore, Pulp Fiction, Napoleon Dynamite, Coming to America, Kill Bill. I mean, this list is amazing. Anchorman. I mean, there's so many on here. And then there is the option to put in your own. So that's really, really fun too. According to the Umbowl voting website, there is going to be one more for another vote, which makes sense. You would have four voting things, and then we would have two sets that would just be music, is my assumption on the way it's going to be out there. So we will see. I have two of these to vote for. The movie one will be pretty easy. The Ross do I am still working on. And I know many of you are also working on Ross do as well. And so that leads us into this week's episode. Last year before Unbowl 9, Jimmy Knowledge, co-host of the Umphrey's Wow Show, which you need to dive into that. You can find that anywhere you podcast. Anyways, so last year before Unbowl 9, Jimmy and I sat down and we chatted all things Ross do, starting out with explaining exactly what Ross do is. So if this is your first Unbowl and you are voting and you're not sure what you're doing, or maybe you don't want to vote because you don't know what the hell is going on, this is going to be a great episode for you to really learn exactly what Ross do is. And then we get into past Ross do's and the 30 plus alum, and Jimmy gets into a brief history and breaks down the top 20 power ranking that he was working on, and he was posting it over on his Twitter account, Wow Show. I will link it in the show notes. And if you're on Twitter, X, whatever the hell it's called, you can find him over there, Wow Show. I highly recommend following his account. He has so much knowledge. That's why his radio name is Jimmy Knowledge, because he is that guy with all the stats and all the notes, as we joke about in our conversation. But yeah, he just has all of this information, and I could just listen to him talk for hours about Umphrey's music and history. It's just, I love it. I love it so much. So Jimmy is just going to lay it all out on there and give us all sorts of fun facts. It was a lot of fun to go back and listen to this episode again. And we also talk a little bit about last year's ballot, which at the time was the present day ballot. And Jimmy has gotten into a little bit of this year's ballot again over on his Twitter account. So I will link that exact thread in the show notes. But again, if you're not following his page over there on Twitter, I suggest you do, even if that's the only reason you're on Twitter. I am not a fan of that social media platform, but that's one of the reasons why I'm over there, is because I love Jimmy's content and what he has to share. So in our conversation, we mentioned that last year was the first time that we got a past Ross do song that now was on the ballad of a future Ross do. So that tune is Remind Me. And again, you will see Remind Me on this year's ballad, along with Similar Skin, which Jimmy and I talk about the song seeds of that tune in this chat. So yeah, like I said, this was a lot of fun to revisit, especially after what we know happened at Unbowl last year. But it's a really great refresher in just Unbowl history and Ross do history, and got me even more excited about this coming year's festivities. So I hope you enjoy this exclusive re-air of my conversation with Jimmy Knowledge from last year before Unbowl 9. And feel free to share your Unbowl votes on social media and tag Dropped Among This Crowd podcast. I would love to see what everybody's votes are.
We came to do this. Let's do it.
All of the Ross stewage. Or as Rob would say, Ross stewage with Jimmy Knowledge. That's my Rob impression. It wasn't very good.
I could hear it. You captured his
His enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm. Earnestness.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot to dissect in raw sewage. But before we do that, please explain to everybody exactly what raw sewage is.
God, you want me to try and explain what raw sewage is?
Yes.
Okay. I'll try.
I have complete confidence that you can.
Raw sewage is a name, and it might turn some people off because I don't know what that means without a little extra context. I mean, it's one of the coolest concepts that Umphreys has introduced into their arsenal, along with the S2 sets, but not going to digress. Just talking raw sewage. Well, it is one set of music that it's a really daunting task that they kind of take upon themselves, and they try to recreate, reinterpret a certain elixir that was captured in the thralls of dialed in improv, that the fans actually have a say in what they want to hear again. So in a very scientific manner, the raw sewage set is compiled of dynamite improv moments that the fans vote on. If you buy a ticket to this show, you get a ballot and you get to pick 6 or 8 or whatever that on that ballot that year, the amazing live moments, maybe you were at some of these that you want to hear again. And the band puts a different intent and purpose behind these. And at first they started doing, it was kind of a one for one improv, which is a Jimmy Stewart that they're drawing from. And that's where connection of the sewage. I think for a couple of years, it was mostly just one improv section, and they fleshed that out into a new song. And you know, the whatever manatees that are picking words in a aquarium of how the band picks their song names, we get new song names out of raw sewage songs. So that's always a bonus. Mm-hmm. A few years in, though, they started combining different Jimmy Stewarts in 2 or 3. And there's even a big Optimus Prime 4.
Yeah, like almost a Frankenstein for sure.
Oh, yeah. Is that defining raw sewage for you, yeah. Sarah?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's perfect.
You know, some folks, I think there's a legitimate objection that, you know, an intimate moment that a band and crowd share, you know, leave that alone. That's in its, you had to be there space and time and place and time. I get it. It's kind of a rigid artistic aesthetic argument. I don't subscribe to that. But I think it's just a super cool idea to, all right, let's let the fans pick what we're gonna resuscitate from. We know we played something really good that night, but now we have to see what else is there and fine tune it and maybe add lyrics and you know, clean it off, put a tuxedo on it. It's prom night for these songs. It's that's what the raw sewage
big dance
is.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the stage. Now you earned your place. And sometimes it's just for one night. I think we've got 34 different Ross Stew alumni. 34.
Don't you know how many of those, do you know how many of those are regular rotation? Some of those we see 11. Once and
yeah, 11. 11 of them were played one time and that's it. And I can't imagine why they'd play them again. And there's a few of them that only twice, some dynamite ones, but that was it. It was a comet and you had to be there.
Yeah.
How many have been played? I guess at least 10 times, 15 times, half of them. I do have notes, so I'm trying to filibuster while I look at my notes, Sarah. You talk.
Well, if anybody follows the UM WOW show on Twitter, you've been doing your top 20. And so is that based on your personal countdown, or did I see that people have been sending you lists of their favorite Ross Stewage that became songs? Explain what you're doing with that.
I will, but I will first say that there are 14 Ross Stew songs that have been played at least 15 times. So there's more than a dozen rotation songs that they still play, and some of them have been played, you know, over 90 times. So these are, yeah. I mean, Remind Me is on an album. Yeah. That's really a master's degree for a Ross Stew alum.
For sure.
It kept going. All right. The power rankings. I mean, there's any way, number of ways to engage this kind of cohort of songs. And I've got favorites, of course. I like Rise to the Top and Gravity's Real, mm-hmm. Both from the Humble 4, the second ever Raw Stew set. There were two, the first two Humbles did not feature a Raw Stewage. They finally came to their senses in 2012. About time.
Sure.
So the power rankings, it's football season, Sarah. I tried to just put a little analytic approach to what are the most powerful Ross Stewage songs. And for me, I threw it out to whoever wanted to submit their own list. This is like the coach's poll. So you rank however you feel like these songs hit you. Go ahead. Whatever metrics you do or don't want to use. But I was looking at, you had to at least be played a lot to, you know, put some muscle on the song.
Yeah.
The songs that are, some of these are, some of the ones that just played one time are in the pantheon of in the moment, the improv that happened, 10 years earlier, those are dynamite Rushmore moments. Mm-hmm. They played it once. Thank you. That's all we could say. Thank you. It was great. But sorry, you're not going to be in the top, certainly not in the top 10.
Right.
If the band doesn't showcase you, put you on stage. So a lot of these have been played a whole lot, and in my mind, subjective mind, either the lyrics or the fist pumping that it causes or the dance moves, there's
various factors.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been unveiling 20 on down to 1, and I think we're at 8 today. Mad Love.
Oof. Yeah, I have the list here, and it's it's pretty crazy. Some of these songs, I mean, you brought up Remind Me, but some of these songs that are regulars now. that's where they were born. I mean, make
they
it
wouldn't
right
have and... somehow come into existence in the universe if they didn't decide to give a fan voted what are our best improv moments. I'd love to know other bands that do that.
I was thinking the same thing, doing so much Humble studying that I've been doing, just neck deep in all things Humble lately, and especially with the Ross Stewage. Is there another band that does this? Like, I really don't think that there is, honestly.
I hope this inspires some bands then to do that, because why not? Mm-hmm. Call it recycle, upcycle. I mean, it's, you created something that's really special. So give it a new purpose. Give it its special purpose, as Steve Martin would say.
You know, I was doing all of this, like I said, just listening to all the Humbles, and I think the one that I've been most surprised, and I did not even realize this, that came from Ross Stew was Den.
Mm.
And when I listened to...
Spoiler alert. Number 7, Den.
Yeah, I was blown away. I was just, you know, listening to it and had it on, and I was like doing other things. And then I'm like, wait a minute. This is fucking Den. Such a Humphrey staple now. That's how it was created. So it just makes it just that much more exciting.
Fans demanded Den.
Yes.
And why Den? Because it was played in Denver, Colorado.
I love it. Makes me even more excited for what's going to happen this year.
Yeah. I mean, we can talk about this year's belt, but can we talk a little bit more about, like, there's a fun fact. Two fun facts. Can I share two fun facts with you?
Yes, you can share as many fun facts as you want to.
Fun
facts.
I can't overcommit to what I don't have. Do you recall the last, where we left off with Ross Stewart sets? There's been two Humbles in the interim, but didn't have a Ross Stewart set. So go to Humbles, people, if you want 4 quarters of amazing, unique music, but definitely go to the ones where they're playing Ross Stewart. The set closer from Vegas, May 2016, was Until We Meet Again, aptly titled, I'd say. That was only played 3 times. That was a top tier August that now has its own place.
Yeah.
But all right, Until We Meet Again. Well, here we are, 1 week out, Sarah. We meet again, Ross too.
I'm so glad that everybody voted correctly when it was time. No offense to All Night Wrong. It's a good time, but we can get that.
Yeah, there's
more often
zero competition for me with a set of covers and a set of new songs. Yeah. All right, the other fun fact. There's one song that has contributed to a Ross Stew class, we'll call it. One song has popped up in all 5 Ross Stew sets previously. Name that song if you want to guess. Ding, 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 ding.
There's so much pressure right now. I don't know.
So much pressure. In the kitchen, believe it or not.
I do believe that, actually. Yeah. That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. It is part of the song Dream Team, which they only played once. Web Tangle, Gents, Draconian, and Rocktopus all came from Spicy in the Kitchens.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's not a complaint, but an observation about the 34, I guess 14 dozen or so songs that are actually in rotation. Most of those, they don't really, ironically, improvise in. So they came from improv, but you pretty much get a, you know, some of them will have more mustard, but not much injected improv, except for there are a few exceptions. Draconian gets always a nice launch point. Remind me, typically. Cut the Cable these days has been, which is cool. Not every version, certainly, but Stinko's Ascension.
Yeah.
I mean, where would we be with in the world if we didn't have a song named Stinko's Ascension?
Seriously.
Yeah. And then Amble On always had gets nice improv. They don't play it enough. But Josh Redman's played on that a couple times, so that's pretty baller.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we do need to ask someone in the band.
Isn't
who in the hell named that?
I thought it was Jake's cat died around that, and all cats ascend.
Maybe. I never heard that.
That's apocryphal, but that's my story.
Hmm.
No.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Ringo lived all of his nine lives, and then there was Stinko.
You might be right.
I might be wrong.
True.
But we'll make it right.
I see what you did there.
I haven't even mentioned Onward and Upward.
Yeah.
The magnum opus that has only been played twice. But Upward lives on and also got on an album.
Yeah.
But man, just the brain work to combine four different movements.
Yeah.
How they meld that and remember all that, that's probably why they don't play it. And you just get the one movement Upward. But man, that Onward, such a saucy mantis.
Yeah.
The serpent stew.
Yeah. We need to bring that back. I was talking to Josh earlier in the week and we were talking about, you know, preparing for the panel. And so we were talking about Ross Stewart and everything. And he was like, I don't want Upward anymore unless I can have Onward. I need both of them together.
You need the Bayless falsetto setting that up.
That's exactly what he said. He definitely brought up the Bayless falsetto.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. Necessary.
I did get to witness the, not the original at Ross Stewart, but the one time Onward has been played again in Peoria 2017.
Lucky.
Yeah. And my little man doesn't know how lucky he is because he also got to witness that. Yeah.
It's so funny when you take someone to a show and they don't realize that's what happened with my mom this year when she went to her first show and I'm in the car on the way home and I'm like, Mom, you got a rocker. She's like, I don't know what those words mean, but you're super excited about it. I'm like, Mom, they've only played that song 11 times.
That was really pretty. I liked what they did with it.
So can you give us a peek at the rest of your countdown?
The rest of the countdown. Odds are the countdown will be complete by the time anybody hears this. Odds are. All right. Well, then sure.
We're not breaking any news or anything.
No, we're not. I guess you get to get the reaction. Den is 7. I mean, it could be higher, but it also can't be higher than 5. So, I mean, if it were just upward and Den, of course. But it's onward and upward, and I'm sorry. It gets the benefit of being the magnum opus.
No apology needed. I understand. Yeah.
I've got Teresa at 6.
Oh, now,
Teresa has its own little song history here because it basically evolved into similar skin.
Yeah.
They kept whatever piece they chose. This is at the first Raw Stewage set, the first Lego that they named Teresa, then got grafted into similar skin, 2 years later? But it was unmistakable. And that
blew my mind
for a little while.
Yeah, when I was listening and going back through all this, and I'm listening to it, and I'm like, wait a minute, why do I know these lyrics? Oh shit, it's similar skin.
And that's not the only song that evolved into Ross Stew song that evolved into something else. R.E.W. was also at the first Ross Stew set, and that portions of the lyrics from that lyrical stew were kind of worked into Crucial Taunt, but they completely changed the tempo and kind of the melody of what REW had going on, but it inspired and kind of pushed them into one of their hit singles.
Yeah.
I had REW at 11 riding the coattails of Crucial Taunt. So Teresa, again, riding some coattails to similar skin. I've got Onward and Upward at 5. I like Upward. I know some people don't, and that's fine. You kind of get the same thing with Upward, and it's going to be bliss. And it is waves of bliss. And if you like harder rock stuff, you're going to have to wait until the next song.
Yeah.
But man, if they want to keep playing Onward, please.
Here for it.
The top 4 for me are pretty clear, and I could see these evolving and changing in the next 5-10 years. Just how, if they keep expanding Cut the Cable and doing that differently and keep playing the OG version, which, mm-hmm, as we learned, is actually not the OG version.
OG version.
Yeah. Very confusing nomenclature going on.
Thanks, guys.
Uh-huh. I've got Stinkos at 4 because they don't play it enough. If they played it more, it's going to take over Cut the Cable, but they don't play it enough. So that's on you, set list writers.
Not naming any names.
But Stinkos, one of the second part of it is from Much Obliged 2014. The run that was the end of the Miro. Mike Miro died in January 2014. Mm-hmm. They decided to play that night and play their tour that was scheduled. And it happened to end with a run at the Riv, ironically, in February. And the lyrical stew that came out of that is remarkable. And it blew my mind that night. And anytime they play Stinkos, it is one of my favorite segments of their music.
Yeah. So, I think we talked about this too, when Miro played at Humble that one year. Was that
Humble
2? Okay. Yep. And I had asked you that too. Was that the last time he played with them?
It could have been because it was only, it was 2012 or 2011. It was 2011.
Yeah.
I have not done the scouring on that. Was that the last time? I don't know. One of the last times, certainly.
Yeah, it had to be one of the last times. Interesting.
So I've got cut the cable at 3 and give me all the OG slow molasses. Take as long as you want to just create that atmospheric. It's the version they played at Red Rocks 2017, 2015, maybe. It's one of the closest things to, and they segued into Shine On You Crazy Diamond.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I know which one you're talking about now.
The cut the cable leading into that just
yeah
was Floydian too. And when they drag out and really, it's not even teasing it. It's just dripping with emotion. It's just squeezing. When they play the fast rock version, it loses all of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just is a different song by the same name. So,
yeah.
And now they're taking that, the more rock version and splitting it up and opening up improv in between. And great. Keep doing that, please.
Yeah.
The Vic was an awesome. Got the cable.
That was just a really great night anyways.
Yeah.
That was a phenomenal night.
Number twos remind me. Because of course Draconian's number one.
Yeah.
Draconian's amazing.
It's become just such a powerhouse.
Yes.
Its own monster. And I mean, I know that we've talked about this song many, many times. It's, I don't even know what to say about it. It's just such an amazing song. All of it that comes before we even get to the dramatic Bayless lyrics.
Mm-hmm. It starts with some of the coolest Chris work with a just super funky, upbeat, danceable vibe. But Chris can do whatever he wants in there, and it's gets me. And then they shift into a mind fuck zone.
Yeah.
And you don't know what was, there is a composed section in there, and then it just meanders into improv, and it's always a, it's always great. And then it circles back to the just cathartic. I've shed many tears.
Oh yeah. I've ugly cried to a Draconian before.
it gets you. It gets you. And that's what I want out of a show. I guess you can't have every song do that because you need to dance. And if you're ugly crying the whole time, you're not dancing. So,
right. You have to have all the emotions.
Yeah.
I think the most fascinating thing is these songs will now, like versions of them, will now have improv within them that are being voted on to be made into another song.
This is the first year that we got a Raw Stew within a Raw Stew. Draconian made the ballot.
Yeah.
June 26, 2021.
I thought it was really cool that two of the choices, the Crooked One and the Draconian, I was there for both of those.
Back-to-back nights.
Yeah. I mean, those were two really special nights. Musically, they were, but then they were also my first shows back after COVID.
Post-COVID?
Oh, yeah.
You got all that.
Yeah. And I got to take my kids with me. Like, it was just special personally, but then, like, musically, it was just amazing. And then to see both of those on the ballot was just like,
man, I'm crossing my fingers about if one of the new songs, there's some recency bias with, I'm glad that enough, you know, post 2017 options, we got six of them from 19. There's one 2020 pre-COVID, and four from last year. Last year was a really strong year. Those are all deserved.
Yeah. I think my ballot, and I have it here in front of me. I mean, there's a lot on there that were really strong, of course. But personally for me, I feel like the Crooked one from 6/25/21 is my number one. I just feel like those Bayless lyrics, he's just handing them to us. And he's like, I want to write a song. So vote for this, please. Just kind of how I felt about it was those lyrics are begging to be put into a song. So I really hope that they do that, because I mean, even when it was happening, I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful right now. We're going to see this again. Like, I knew that night that we were going to see those again. So I hope we do.
I mean, I want all of them to be picked. It's really, it's in a way, it's kind of a fool's errand. Yeah. But you're picking from a herd of unicorns.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answers.
Yeah.
What do you most want to hear again and again? Well, we got 30 options.
It was hard. It was a hard choice for sure. Seven
of these, I mean, have been on the ballot three times and haven't been picked. So this is their third time on the ballot.
Interesting. So
they've been on two. Odds are some of them are going to have their heart broken for a third time.
Yeah. And,
I'm sorry. I think my number.
Which were those?
Visions, February 2406. ETI, the Blue Oyster Cult, May 07.
Yeah, that was on my ballot.
The Fuzz from October 2007.
That was on my ballot too.
2x2, February 11. That one. That's got to be. I feel like that's got some momentum.
Yeah.
Step and Razor.
That was on my ballot.
July 2011. I that's my number one hope.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would pick. Do they pick the whole thing? Because there's a big shift in there that I'd be happy with both improv sections, but then it's like a 8 minute, 10 minute long composed part, but do whatever you want with that.
Yeah.
Please. Higgins, April 2014. It was on the last two ballots. And so this is third ballot in a row. Good luck, Higgins. Good luck. Yeah. It's the show that Onward and Upward came back, Peoria. This is July 2017. The opening, Push the Pig, is on this ballot. That was a really good Push the Pig.
Yeah. That was one I cut off. It was one of my extras, and it was hard for me to not
pick them all.
Yeah, it's like picking a favorite child. It's the same thing, as you love them all for different reasons.
I mean, what else do you want to talk about with this amazing set that's coming our way?
I know. It's going to be quite a set, and it's going to be interesting to talk about it after it happens on the panel and try to find words, descriptive words. We're going to be on the air and be like, well, that was awesome. And then
you're
just
gonna
sit
have
there.
a notebook with you and just jot down random words that come to mind as it unfolds.
Yeah, that's definitely my plan. And it's perfect because Brendan and I, my Brendan, have been working on adjectives in homeschool. So I've been brushing up
Oh,
on my
nice.
adjectives. So I'll be nice and ready.
Well, hopefully he'll give you some too. Just preliminary. It's probably going to be this, Mom.
I'm gonna have a notebook, and I was thinking about getting like one of those old school hats. This is press on it up there with my notebook and
The visor? Yeah, that's.
it's almost mandatory, I feel.
You gotta look the part. Yeah.
Exactly.
And that from the 1920s. We're in the 20s, so bring it back.
Do it. I'm here for it.
I
So do you have any other raw stewage goodness for us?
mean,
As you look over your pages of notes, if anybody listening could see
pages
this
of
now,
notes.
your pages of
Oh.
notes.
For the video that doesn't come with this, but you can hear pages.
Pages of research. All of mine is in my
Was a
bedroom, but
book.
yeah.
This is a notebook, but only 2 pages of notes in here.
I love it.
How would, I'm curious, how would you, because if there's anything that Americans love to do, it's rank things. Is it not, Sarah?
This is true.
How would you rank the 5 raw stew sets that have been played?
This is difficult. So
Humble
when did we
3,
get
humble 4, 5, 6, and 7.
three, four, what did you say?
5, 6, and 7.
Three, four, five, six, and seven. Well, as I said before we jumped on here, Humble four is my favorite. So, I mean, I'm gonna start with number one and go there because doing all this research and listening to all the umbles, I just something about four. I don't know why it sticks out as such a good one. I don't know what it is, but I'm gonna go with that being my first choice for sure.
It flows. It
Yeah.
flows. It has the best flow. They don't stop. They,
Yeah.
some of these sets, there's breaks and they acknowledge the crowd, and that set flows the whole time. It's
Yeah.
remarkable.
Yeah.
And it opens with FDR, which is the only, still only 2003 improv piece to be given song status.
Yeah.
So that was, FDR was its own historic show, and it opens this set, and still the last time it was played. Boy, what I would give for an FDR.
Can we just have one of those private shows again and get one of those?
I guess you gotta ask for it sometimes.
Like, I don't usually ask for anything, but I'm asking for that. Yeah, I'm looking at this. I have all my notes here. Yeah, Humble for final word, amble on, rise to the top, cut the cable. Constellations, gravity's real, fool's gold.
You know what's cool about how they played Constellations into Gravity's Real? Because in real life, Puppet String from September 14th, 2012 went into All in Time from September 14th, 2012, both at Red Rocks. So they got to pull, they're having fun with that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And they never play either of those songs, so
No,
bummer.
I know, I know. That's been
Gravity's real.
something.
The lyrical there, the there's so much, he's popping with energy, and it's such a, he doesn't have a lot of faster paced choruses.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's mm-hmm. unique.
Yeah. That was something else with listening to all of these, was finding these songs, because I don't, if I'm not listening to recent shows and I go back to listen to something, I'm not like, oh, I'm totally going to put on Humble from whenever. Humble is not where I'm going to go back and listen to something. So some of these, I can't even remember the last time I listened to these Humbles. And so to hear these Ross Stewart sets and hear these songs that was the only time they ever played them, I'm like, oh my God, what is this? So it was really cool to go back and listen to these, because I was finding things that I'd never listened to before, you know, like Humble 5 with Gents, Skin the Cat, Onward and Upward, Mad Love. Okay. It's been a really good kind of thing that has happened by going back and listening to these.
You also actually, because some of these Humble Weekends would play another Raw Stew song the next night.
Yeah.
They didn't play it in the Raw Stew set. They still had some scraps left that they gave the people. And Proverbial was the bonus Raw Stew from 2014. And man, I wish they'd play that a whole lot more.
How do you have anything left to give the next night? Something like that blows my mind.
I feel like, well, certainly from a numbers, pure numbers on how often the new songs have been played,
mm-hmm.
2015 dwarfs every other group.
Yeah.
Class of songs. Because this is, yeah. Non-Compliance has only been played 4 times, but then Make It Right, Remind Me, Draconian, Stinkos are all in rotation and get played.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that's probably my number two would be Humble 6, and then number 3 would be Humble 5 for sure. Again, it's hard to rank them, but I'm still
How are you treating? For me, Humble 7, the 5 songs, only Breaker and Rocktopus are still played. So
yeah.
Fly Like a Beagle, which why not name a song?
I know.
Sure, there's a good story there, but we just don't know it yet. Maybe you can get to the bottom of some of these names. Can that be part of
the
street team's efforts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just a suggestion.
I'll be like, I gotta ask these questions, Bayless. Uh-huh. And he'll be like, okay.
And the other two, Downtrodden and Until We Meet Again.
Downtrodden, I've been listening to, because Humble 7 is where I'm at right now. I'm about to embark on set 3. But that Downtrodden, I've been listening to, coming back and listening to
the second part, Nothing Too Fancy. That one of the best Nothing Too Fancies out there from September 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And then Humble 3, the first Raw Stew set, you've got 2 songs that evolved into staples.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Den.
Yeah.
You've got the only song to get named twice, White Pickle and Yoga Pants,
mm-hmm.
among Raw Stew. And then you've got Lift and Separate, Sarah.
How I feel about that one.
I do know how you feel.
That is a favorite. If nobody's listened to the August episode of the Wow Show with the Metal Round, You know how I feel about that one.
Got a little snippet of that lift and separate. And, you know, push comes to shove. It's really hard to recreate what happened in that groove Holmes. And they tried. Yeah. And I think there's so much magic that was going on that night, because that was not the only like stellar improv that night. That was a remarkable month of music and that show. This is November 2006.
Well, and I'm looking at this. That was the same Humble where one of my Augusts come from as well.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah. I was
short,
thinking
short about, one.
Yeah. The that August in the set three actually was on my list too. So yeah. That's very interesting. This is the nerdy shit that I love.
I mean, as for being the first, there's bonus points.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those songs don't either exist in its own new state or original state or aren't played. So it's hard to have much more of a relationship with them.
Yeah. They're like a nice friend that you don't see very often, but when you do, you know, it's such a, it's a wonderful evening together.
I love this person. Yes.
You're like, oh, I remember why I like spending time with you.
Mm-hmm. Liberty Echo, we didn't mention, but that opened the set, and that's a banger.
Yeah.
It's played infrequently, but at least it's been played more.
Yeah.
Just looking if there's something else that I'm excited to share that we haven't covered, Sarah. I'm just looking.
Oh, there's so much to look.
There's
and,
so much.
And there dig so through. Much. And...
oh, here's, you know what? I do have another fun fact.
I knew it.
I this was a wow show at wow show on Twitter. We've got four songs, four original songs that had never been on a been nominated, let alone been chosen yet for a Ross Stew song. But Great American had never received a nomination. 1348 actually got two on this year's ballot, but had never been nominated before. Conduit, there's been a lot of tasty conduits.
Oh, yeah.
And the first Ross Stew alum to come full circle, Draconian.
Huh.
Yeah. If we're looking at songs that have had the most unique performances that have earned a ballot, a nomination, In the Kitchen, it's been picked for five, but it's had seven versions nominated. There's been six Higgins, six Ringos, five Blue Echo, Nemo, All in Time, and FF. Those are your most nominated songs. So not surprising that any of those have just cooked up the goods.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not surprised at all.
Mm-mm. I've got Step and Razor on at the top. We've also got A Power of Soul from 2011.
Yeah.
And ETI. We've got three covers on this year's ballot. So far we've only had two covers chosen before: the Groove Holmes that became Lift and Separate, and Making Flippy Floppy was Rise to the Top. This was October 2005. It's in the Mount Rushmore of my go-to. That whole 20 minutes is outstanding, and the section that they picked to make a new song, Rise to the Top, is the one time they played it. It was fantastic.
It was phenomenal.
So we'll see if we can add a third or more cover.
I wonder if that's kind of the reason, if that has a factor to do with it, is that they played it this one time and they were so satisfied with it that, you know, maybe it just, they didn't feel like they needed to revisit it and mess with it and toy with it and see what it could do. And I don't know, it would be interesting to ask that question, is what is it that makes them want to continue with some of these and others they just don't, they just leave it and they're okay with it.
I'm curious how honest of an answer we'd get on that, but I am curious. Yeah, because I think for the Lift and Separate and Rise to the Top, it, again, daunting is the word here. Like,
yeah,
those were such peaks that they are honoring the fan vote because, of course, we want to hear anything approximating that. Those were unbelievable. Just energy beyond, and that's why you go see live music is what happened in those and some of these others. And yeah, it's probably a little bit of, we can't capture that. And it wasn't like a lick. It was like a full snowball effect of what happened in the moment. And no, of course you can't just do that again. So yeah, there's probably something to that. Some of these others, especially when they started combining, like Make It Right. I, listening to that this week, the way that the two origin songs kind of fit together and play off each other is fascinating. And if I actually had any music theory knowledge, I would describe it in better terms, but it's one goes up and the other goes down. It starts with do, 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 do. And then when the Uncle Wally section comes in, it's do, 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 do. It's a descending. So there's, and those are the two different improv sections that they're piecing together. I got to imagine Joel could, Professor Covens could explain that, but I love how they fit together in that way. And it's very playful. So I think they kind of maybe make the job of recreating something easier for themselves if they are blending two or three segments together, because then it's really more of a creation. How do we make this work instead of we got to remake magic? And the songs that have really persisted are all, not all, but many are combos. Draconian is a combination of three, I think, and within those three it snowballs and it has a very emotional arc to it. But not one of those alone had that. They kind of created something new by making, by grafting these together. So kudos for working in more of the fan vote, but also finding ways to, I don't know what the word is. What's the word, Sarah?
Make it this whole new dish. It's almost like taking what you have in the fridge and making
iron chefing.
You have these three, you're like, what am I gonna make for dinner tonight?
Michelin style iron chef.
You have these three random ingredients. It's almost like Is it Chopped? I think that's the show I'm thinking about. And they have like the basket.
What is the competitive cooking show where they force people to make stuff in a very quick? There are many.
They're all of them. No, I think it's Chopped because they give you like this basket and you have no idea what's in there. And then there's like all these random ingredients. How in the fuck is somebody going to make a dish out of these random things? And then somebody does. And it's delicious and it blows the judges away. That's what they do. It's kind of the same thing.
That's how you get Stinkos.
That's how you get Stinkos.
Mm-hmm.
I will never watch that show and not think of that analogy now.
Just for posterity's sake, the first combination raw stew song that gets the designation, Gents.
Nice.
Because it opened that set. All of the songs in that set were combos. And the way that I always think these songs kind of have their own life force in them. And it's fun to create a different relationship for them. You know, even though the improv that happens is its own magic, but it came, there's DNA. And so you're hybridizing song DNA.
It's such a special thing anyway, but the fact that we get to be involved in the process.
Icing on the cake.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's such a cool thing anyways. For any band to do, but then to allow the fans to have a say in what we want to hear again it's the icing on the cake for sure.
Well, I think that's why being in attendance for this set, you're the only ones that get to vote, and so it's the set's for you. And if the song has a destiny beyond that, then it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. But for one night, this is a small room that buckle up because it's going to be a wonderful set. And that's just one of four sets in the evening.
Yeah.
Three sets? What are they?
It's three sets. Two nights, right. Three sets. Yeah.
Man, slackers. They used to do four. What's going on? They're playing hockey now. Yeah,
exactly.
It's the Stanley Cup of shows, no longer the Super Bowl.
Still a major event for sure. Well, we'll have to have you back on the show after everything, and we talk about the raw stewage that
make some sense happened. Of it.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to be able to make sense of it myself. So I'm going to need Jimmy knowledge.
Good. I'm in.
Okay. Awesome. Is there anything else that you want to add to our meaty raw stewage discussion?
Nothing beyond. I'm excited for what DATC Media has got in store for their humble coverage and everything that they're going to do. And I don't think I even know everything they're going to do, and excited nonetheless, and try to make some sense of the festive weekend on the WOW show as well. And we've got DBK to finish up, people. So thank you for your patience. We'll get there.
It's coming, and it's going to be amazing when it does, no doubt.
It's so hard to pick a metal ceremony. For DBK, I'm listening to all 514 versions, Sarah. I just don't.
But no big deal.
I can't leave it to chance that a 99 version might not be the one. You know, I need to fully inform myself.
I get it. I understand. When I was on and had to listen to all those August, it was a daunting task for sure.
Word of the night. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, happy voting season. Go vote, everybody.
Definitely.
That's always a good thing to feel like you're part of your community. And
this comes out on election day. So there you go.
Wonderful.
Do it.
Thank you. Love getting a chance to just dive into raw stew. And yeah, let's do it.
It's going to be awesome. And I'm excited to see you Saturday night. So I'm going to seek you out after the show on Saturday so I can get your first facial reaction to the raw stewage that just happened.
I'll be smiling.
Yeah.
Yep.
You and everybody else.
Yep. Good.
Awesome. Well, this is a lot of fun. It's always great to see you and chat. So thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Please be sure to leave a review of the show. It would mean so much to me, and it helps get this podcast into the ears of even more fellow music fans. If you're not already following the show on social media, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Dropped Among This Crowd Podcast, or check out DATCmediacompany.com for more. Thank you again. I'll see you around these parts real soon. Mad love.